Dumpty. The first Christmas decoration of the season to be broken was broken, I guess, by me. It happens every year. Sometime during the process of getting everything done, getting everything just right, getting each and every little item in place, if you hold your mouth just right, something gets broken. In this case, the tinkly shattering of a glass ball caused a momentary lapse of movement. 5-year-old Hallie stopped decorating the tree, her brow furrowed as she looked up at me, first of all, to see if she was suspected of having anything to do with the breaking, and second of all, to see if her Grammy, my wife, would scold me, for it was clear that I was the culprit. Grammy was careful not to moan too loudly, although she always cringes when any of our old, old decorations are maimed. We have a stack of broken Christmas ornaments waiting patiently for Santa's workshop makeovers, and I actually believe that this coming year will be the year I'll try to repair what I can repair. However, the hollow glass ball that I just dropped on the hardwood floor is not repairable. So we'll just have to try to remember it fondly and pay attention instead to the wide array of family keepsakes that now swing from the greenness of our tall tree, the tree that's getting harder to decorate each year since we're getting older and the ornaments are proliferating. That's one reason why Hallie is helping us this year, just as granddaughter Jessica used to help. The young ones are here to delight in the project, to brag that they helped decorate 2 trees this time, and to learn the process for the times when we'll be too old to do it all ourselves, Grammy and me. Anyhow, this ritual we carry out each and every year is indispensable to Christmas, and the challenge is we never get it exactly right. Daughter Margaret would prefer we have a real tree instead of a manufactured one. Hallie would prefer we have 3 more trees to decorate. Jessica would rather the trees come pre-decorated so she can get down to the business of anticipation. Grandkids Rebecca, Reed, and Ryan would rather just let us entertain them with Christmas cheer all year round. And grandkids Robbie and Becky would just as soon get on with the opening of the gifts now, if you please. Shelby Reed is still forming an opinion. I hope you have something nice to keep from breaking this season, some fragile object or fragile memory that you can hold on to while gazing glazed-eyed at the glowing, starry sky this winter.